I am Tierra Tay, the owner of Chop Chop West African Cuisine, owner and co-founder. And I'm here to talk to you guys a little bit today about Chop Chop and myself. And I'm super...
Welcome to the Creative Hustle Show, ladies and gentlemen. Today I have a special guest all the way from Chop Chop Island, Chop Chop Universe. Welcome to the show, Tierra Tay.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Another good day. Happy New Month.
Thank you.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes, same to you.
Happy Valentine in advance from your husband. He told me to tell you.
Thank you.
We are here now.
Yes.
Thank you, man. Congratulations again on making it. This is your second year in business?
Second year.
Second year in business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, introduce yourself to our people. Who's Tierra?
So I am Tierra Tay, the owner of Chop Chop West African Cuisine, owner and co-founder. And I'm here to talk to you guys a little bit today about Chop Chop and myself.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Born and raised in Seattle?
No.
Tell us your story. How'd you get here?
I am born and raised in Greenville, North Carolina.
All right.
So that is a little bit more towards the coast.
Correct.
Not at the beach, but driving distance. How about that?
Yeah, it gets cold over there, right? Winters?
We get all the seasons.
Correct.
Oh, so every season, way less rain, but it can get cold in the winter. But you know, it's just for that little bit.
For that little bit of time.
Then we're good. Yeah, we're in the clear. So, yeah, that's where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
I ended up coming here actually about 8 years ago now.
I didn't
have a family at that time or anything. I had a cousin who lived here, and she actually wanted a little bit of help with childcare at the time.
Yeah.
And I was going to come just for a little bit, and I ended up liking it. And she was like, well, if you like it, you can come
you
stay
can
longer.
Stay longer, yeah.
Help me.
Yeah.
So I came and I stayed, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah. No, welcome. Thank you for being here. I moved to Seattle myself 6 years. What was your biggest culture shock? I couldn't understand why people don't walk around with umbrellas. Like, it's raining. Your outfit is getting wet. Even women are not even covering their hair.
Uh-huh.
What is your culture shock?
Honestly, it was just way less people of color here than where I come from.
Yes,
I'm going to be real.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. Yeah, yeah. Which is shocking to me if you come from the South where there's HBCUs
and
Southern Baptist culture.
Correct.
And the home of soul food, and there's blackness everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking, a little Southern girl.
Yeah, it was like, okay, so how do y'all do things
here? Yeah, it's not a problem, but it was just shocking, you
adjustment,
know?
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came, you started a business. You settled south, right? South Seattle?
We service all of King County.
Oh, King County.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Tell us more about what Chop Chop is. What's Chop Chop? What does Chop Chop stand for? And why Seattle?
Yeah, so... Where my husband is from Ghana, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
shout out to Ghana. Shout out to Ghana. Yeah.
Where he comes from, they all say, you know, let's go chop. Baby.
Yeah.
They want to go eat.
Eat, correct.
So when we started this business and we were thinking of a name, we wanted to stay true to the roots and the culture of where a lot of the food is made. So that's how we decided it would be called Chop Chop.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sends a signal to a lot of West African people, especially. They know what that means when they hear
the chop,
chop,
yeah,
let's go
yeah.
chop. They
correct.
Know that word,
correct.
That phrase. So that's how we came up with the name. And then Seattle, out of all the different cities around, is super diverse.
Mm.
Piggying back off of what I said, how I had a little culture shock.
Yes.
But out of all the towns and places around, Seattle is that super diverse
place.
Has
a lot of people. Different backgrounds.
Yeah, different backgrounds. Everybody here wasn't born and raised here, which I think is so funny.
Everybody's new.
Everybody came from out of town.
Correct.
So we really wanted to bring up more of West Africa and the unity between African Americans and Africans, together. Because I'm, you know, born and raised here. So also something that represents that and letting people know there is space for African Americans and African culture.
To work together.
There's space.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We're black everywhere we go. Right.
Man, you already know. Our problems are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've also worked, collaborated with a lot of corporations. You've, I saw you guys at Bill and Melinda for Culture Weekend. Tell me, how was that? That
Africa
was exciting.
Day. Yeah.
African Day. What is African Day? What does that mean?
So it's where they want to celebrate and help expose African roots and culture, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Correct.
So part of them, you know, being more diverse and inclusive.
Yes.
So we provide provided food for Africa Day there. We did all the catering for everyone. It was like well over 100 people, hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people, yeah.
And it was very, very fun. Lots of people had never tried jollof. They had never had a goosey soup or fufu or anything. So they were super excited to try a new cuisine. Love the food. And you know, everybody always asks this question after, where are you guys located? Where are you?
And you're like, we're everywhere. Just mention
we're
the location.
We're everywhere. We are super close to going into a space, our first space. So we are actively working on that right now.
I have been to African Day before. They had me there in 2018. You guys, when you came, it's your first time, one of the first times you've been around big corporations. Did you have any fear of maybe people might react? You know, Seattle, everybody's allergic to everything.
Yes.
Allergists everywhere. Uh-huh. How was that?
I did. We didn't know how they would respond to the different spices that are used in the food. Because we do import a lot of our spices directly from Ghana. So we literally didn't know how they would take it, but they loved it.
I saw that.
We always try to be kind of informative and let people know on our cards
what to expect.
So like if you know you're not a fan of something that's in it, then maybe you should try something different.
And you guys have served a couple of the clubs in Seattle, a couple of the spots. What kind of clubs do? Which clubs do you guys sometimes go? I've worked with your husband before.
Red Lounge. So we love Red Lounge. Great. Every Friday you can catch us outside of Red Lounge. We all of your late night eats at the you've been doing all
drinking
your shots with your friends.
Yes.
Yeah, we got you.
Great.
And then also we've done View Lounge a couple times depending on who's hosting there. Mm-hmm. So great people there at View Lounge. And then Urban Hookah. Yes. So we also.
This is Sodo, right? Sodo.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
We also sometimes were out there as well. That would be more so on Saturdays, though. Mm-hmm. So yes, nightlife. We got you
guys. Got you guys. Tell us more about your menu. There's something that stands out most, jollof. I remember we had that jollof and jokes.
Uh-huh.
What's jollof for people who don't know?
Yeah.
And what's the significance of jollof to your cuisine?
Yeah, so jollof is a rice dish, you guys. It's made from a West African tomato-based stew.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose your protein that you would like to go in with that. So the rice is cooked inside of the stew, not water.
Yeah.
And then you add your proteins, your veggies, and things in there, and you have this beautiful dish afterwards. And super significant to us, the recipe comes from the Tay family, my husband's family, my mother-in-law. They run a restaurant in Ghana.
Bigger.
So there's a whole connection going on here, all the way across.
For those who don't know, your husband is a Grammy Award-winning producer.
He is.
How do you guys have that art? People call work home balance. I'm gonna call it art marriage balance. How does it work? Because you also have chop on the side. You have chopped up over here, there's music over here, there's shows over here. How do you guys do it?
Honestly, Outlook calendar.
Yeah.
Whoever made Outlook calendar,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, man, utilizing that calendar.
Great.
And then that's knowing what our long-term goals are, short-term goals are, and prioritizing in the season.
In that season,
what is more important?
Mm.
What needs to be prioritized over what in this season?
Correct.
Going into another season, it might shift.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of how we...
Adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Kenya. I've missed Africa, man. I haven't been to Africa in a while. But I heard you went to Africa before me. Where did you go?
Yeah, so I've been to Ghana, of course.
Yes. How was it?
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Near the water, near the coast. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Nice beaches.
Mm.
Love it, love it, love it. Great food.
Correct.
Everybody was extremely friendly.
Yeah.
Easy country to travel through in Africa, my first time being on the continent.
Okay.
So from the outside looking in, easy to travel, and what I mean when I say that is like language wise.
Correct.
Some people have they like, well, if I go over there, am I gonna be able to get around with people? And Ghana is a place where like almost everybody speaks English.
Everybody speaks English.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Americans there too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, but I want to go. They have this the Year of the Return.
Yes.
One of my friends, Boris, is starting an initiative over there, so I'm loving it. For people who haven't been to Africa, and I know, was this your first time to go?
That was my first time when I went to Ghana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for people who haven't stepped outside America, what could you tell them they're missing out?
They're missing out on so much.
Yeah.
I think to be honest, I think Americans, we live in a, we could be very bubble-like minded thinking. Mm-hmm. We're in this American bubble and we feel like we have all we need here. Sure. We're fine, yeah. You know. And I just think we're missing out on so much innovation, mm-hmm. so much culture, mm-hmm. resources. Mm-hmm. Man, it's mm-hmm. just...
A lot.
Everything we have, they have too, and more.
It's just you have to just step out and experience something different.
You do.
And how does it serve you historically, being an African-American, right? Because mm-hmm. Ghana has ties to a lot of people who were brought here a long time ago, especially with the Black History Month significance. Mm-hmm. How did you feel going back, like, finally, I'm back to motherland?
I loved it. Yeah. I had always wanted to go, yeah. and it... it's very touching, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. But it's just very welcoming when you go there to mm-hmm. go to a place where you're finally not the minority.
Minority, yeah, Everybody's black.
Correct. Like, I think all black people in this country should experience not being a minority.
At least once.
Once in your life.
You're not the spotlight. Like, yes. You're not the scary person in the room.
Yes.
No code switching, no nothing.
You're
eating with fufu with your hands.
Yes.
You're destroying things. You're not watching how people are chewing.
Exactly.
How was the music? I love how Afrobeat right now is morphing. Mm-hmm. There's a different sound in Ghana. There's a different sound in Nigeria. Afrobeat is taking over. Do you love Afrobeat?
I love Afrobeats. I love it.
The music that was good?
It was awesome. Okay. I love Afrobeats. And I want to put this out there and hopefully it goes viral.
Good.
One of the reasons I fell in love with the Afrobeat mm-hmm. culture specifically mm-hmm. is because they don't degrade their women and family and culture in a way
to make
that
money.
Here mm-hmm. is being done. Mm. And I'm not putting all American music in one box, but let's be real, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. We have some stuff you can turn on and we're like, wait a minute.
Why?
I don't want to raise my daughter like that. I don't want to raise my son like that.
I can't play that around my people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My grandma's about to have a heart attack over there. Mm-hmm. Like, and so Afrobeat made me love that. Although we have our party songs and things, don't get me wrong, Afrobeat, they still have a way of showing that they love their people and their culture,
their culture
and their moms and their wives and mm-hmm. partners. And yes. It's not just so...
Degrading.
Yeah.
You don't have to, yeah, they're still people.
Yeah.
You can't buy your music like that. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Grammys?
I did not.
You did not? Oh, you missed out, man. It was good. I saw, like, they incorporated Africans in the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving how we are having a balance of, like, you know, culture sharing and whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you feel sometimes it can open room? Because you, being from the black community, mm-hmm. do you think it opens sometimes room for people to take advantage? You know, culture poachers, you know, culture farmers. They just,
yeah.
Do you think that can also affect the food industry that you're in?
I think so. I think it's about, it's the way you go into a space. Mm. If you go into a space as a student with respect, mm-hmm. paying homage to the people who created or lived or walked that path before you.
Yes.
I think you'll be perceived different as if you come in into a different space, mm-hmm. as if you know it all, you got this. Like trying to teach the teachers. Yeah. Like, it's, I think it's all about how you come into a space, right? Because mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so I'm a Black American. I was born here, yeah. but I'm the co-founder of a West African business. I still can make all the food,
yeah,
right? But yeah. I'm also very honest about where I come from, mm-hmm. how the West African culture even became such a part of my daily life.
Correct.
And I pay homage to my mother-in-law who taught me, mm-hmm. my husband, mm-hmm. my sister-in-laws,
yes.
and how I even became so immersed into the culture in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I never want to come in on a stance as if I know more than I know. Mm. Or as if the women and men who are born and raised on that continent aren't the same ones who taught me everything I know.
No, exactly.
I want to make that clear, you know?
Yeah. How is family important to you?
Important to mm-hmm. me? Oh, super. Mm-hmm. Top. Because people, people follow the trend, right?
A lot.
So you could be trending today and not trending tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But your family, they're there, whether you're trending mm-hmm. or not trending. Mm-hmm. So family always has to be very important. And I family members that you've adopted in mm-hmm. and blood family too, you mm-hmm. know, so.
I like asking these questions because I almost feel like our culture right now, there's an attack on family, on the whole network. And I'm all for progression, but I also don't want to be the only community of people that glorifies broken families, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about you growing up. cold, right? A lot of black people around you. Mm-hmm. How was growing up in that community like? Because I went to Midwest, barely uh-huh. black people out there. So I don't know how a place where people are full of us.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels good. So back home, it's like everybody knows kind of everybody where I come from. Yeah. And then it's very easy. You know, you have people you can relate to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As far as your upbringing, our hairstyles, the way we cook our food, the things that our mom teaches us growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, so I loved growing up in the South where there were more people who look like me, who go through the same struggles as me.
Yeah.
And then we created these small hubs with in our community to support each other and, you know, make sure we have space.
Dope. You guys have worked, we've worked together for Madaraka Festival.
Yeah.
I think I was hosting y'all guys, were giving us the best food. I think that's the first time I met your hubby, Brady, right? Man, he served me a lot, almost made me choke before I go on stage.
Yeah, because you did an amazing job hosting
Thank you, man.
Madaraka.
2 days, right?
Two days
with the pier.
Yeah.
Pier 62.
I would not want to go behind you.
Right.
Who did that
We're here for excellence and excellence only. So, how was that experience of you working for Mama Draka? I think it worked a couple of times. Yeah, how was that? Serving all those superstars, D-Barnes, the reggae artists. Mm-hmm. How was it?
That was our first year in business.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest festivals we had done that first year in business. Very humbled to be able to do something like that. Lots of preparation it took. And very good learning experience for us, too, as far as catering for things of that magnitude. That's a little bit further away or you got to drive to.
Correct.
So it was a learning experience, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. Everybody was super nice and friendly, no matter who they were.
Everybody in Seattle.
It was a big, just unified, glorious party. No drama. It was fun.
Yeah.
You were great. The energy was high. It was amazing.
It's the future of what we want to give our community, correct, right?
Yeah.
You guys also had from the grapevine that you guys are launching a clothing line. It's coming up. But what's the name of the clothing line? And what's your vision with it? And what's the name?
So it's called Born Black.
Born Black. I love that. Born Black.
I should have worn the jacket today.
Next time.
We're working on some things, but Born Black, pretty much something to unify black people, period.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a time where, especially me being in a multicultural marriage, we need to come together as black people.
Mm.
We are more similar than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And a way that I feel like they kind of uses this against us is to making all black people kind of like go off
this side of this side. Yeah.
Yeah, you're this and you're that and these people are this, but we're all black.
It's the same. We go through the same problems.
No matter
and we
where
share
we
the same stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like Born Black, that's what it's about. It's about African Americans and Africans and Caribbean people and West Indian. Unifying.
Correct.
We are all born black. They don't know where we're from till we open our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
I like that.
And it's just about that unity. Mm-hmm. Like let's we are a powerful people and we need to start acting like it, moving like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this a little bit or other, but building our own tables.
I love that. Building our own tables.
Our own tables.
Yes.
Like we have all the
our
resources.
Own spaces.
We
Absolutely.
Are the talent.
Absolutely.
We are the TikTok. Trends.
So like, doing it ourselves. I like that.
Doing it ourselves is way too many. I'm trying to network across this year.
Correct.
Too many times we're always trying to thinking because someone has more than us or less, we need to be working with. And I want to network across.
Correct.
I know some beautiful, talented, smart, resourceful people.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they don't have a billion followers or
doesn't mean
they might not be the face you keep seeing all the time. There's so much talent here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to go on the building our own table games, right? So there's an anonymous sponsor who has given you $20,000 to put on the first crossover cultural food fest.
Mm-hmm.
Actually almost like a chef's showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Which four cultures do you want to be battling out on that show? Because it's your show. It's a chop chop get down Gordon Ramsay type of show. Which four communities do you want them to battle out?
So it has to be, I would say, Nigeria. And Ghana, because that's huge, right?
Yeah, that's those two. Yeah.
And then,
siblings, yeah.
And then I you know, I don't know a lot about South Africa. So
give me South Africa there.
I feel like you guys got to come in, and then we got to have the soul food.
Like
the black American and the similarities of things that came from there to
from
here
there
that
to
followed
here.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of we do eat seafood a lot in Africa as well, mm-hmm. but it's not incorporated in a way like it's the main dish. Yes. It's more like a luxury dish. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if we have a competition where both are represented, uh-huh. that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You also have $10,000 to put on your own music festival. Mm-hmm. Who's your first top five artists that you love the most? It don't matter if it's American or African.
Who it is?
Yeah. Five you're going to put on the concert. Who's going
to
headline it?
This is my girl. She came to mind. So I love me some Victoria Monet.
Monet.
She's amazing.
Okay.
Jupiter, that's my brother. I'm not being biased, but he is an amazing artist. He makes no skip albums. Okay. I don't know why he's in. Blown up yet. Samini, okay. That's our brother. He has to be there.
Yes.
You know, he's a legend.
Yeah.
You know, some local talent, Hailey Bell.
Hailey Bell.
I don't know if anybody's heard of Miss Hailey Bell, but mm-hmm. she has an amazing voice.
Is she based in Seattle?
She's local.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
She's from Tacoma, but she's making her way through. So
yeah. Speaking about the Grammy Award winning artist, Samini, big up to Samini. When he came to Seattle. Was that the first visit?
No.
Has he been here before?
He had been here previously on business because he recorded an album here. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, sometimes for that, you come in and do the work.
Nobody
knows you're here.
No
yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He had
Incognito.
Been.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But this second one, when he came, how mm-hmm. was the experience? You guys hosted him. He did a show here. I think it was called Afro Jams. Was it Afro Jams?
Afrobeat Unplugged.
Afrobeat Unplugged. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Tell us how the whole experience was.
Oh, it was amazing. They had some pioneers in the hip hop and Afrobeat industry.
Yes.
He was excited to come and do something for the nonprofit community.
Yeah.
And people were ecstatic to see him.
Yeah.
So we had a great time hosting him. And
I saw the videos. I was like, yo, man, I missed that. I had to be out of town that time. I had a different show. But that was great.
Yes.
You also have a community of women, young women, small business leaders out in South. I see sometimes you guys do your little brunch and lunch and stuff. I'm not going to mention names. They're going to come for me. But we have mutual friends. But what's the importance of that type of bonding in that space as women who are dating women with children? How does that help your mental health?
Oh, so much. Because I think women can relate, especially women with children, about the balancing of it all.
Okay.
The balancing act.
Yeah.
So it's like when you have someone to kind of lean on and mm-hmm. to share what worked with you mm-hmm. and people who are kids are older and have been in business longer, then to have those people to lean on
it's
great.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And what are some of the challenges you have? Because as a wife, I have challenges as a husband.
Yeah.
I don't like doing dishes. I like cooking. I can help. Mm-hmm. I just feel dishes brings a lot of problems in my house.
Yeah.
What do you feel are some of the challenges you've had? It doesn't have to be the same magnitude in your marriage.
As far as business goes?
No, business. This is just you, like a person. Like, mm-hmm. What are some of the learning things you've had to learn in marriage? Like, grow up and because it's a different blueprint for us.
I think it's honestly just like making space for somebody else to evolve along beside you.
Mm, grow together.
Yeah, grow together. Because I think people miss that with marriage so much. You marry somebody, but it's like if you married the 22-year-old, 25-year-old Cassandra, Cassandra isn't going
to
be the same 35, 45, 55.
They have to change.
So I think the biggest challenge, honestly, would be shifting that mindset of your partner is going to evolve just like you are. So being able to hold space for your partner depending on what they're going through at the time mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah.
And you guys holding space for each other as you evolve throughout life. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, things change and people mm-hmm. change and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the biggest challenge, that mindset of this person is evolving. Maybe last season he was able to cook all the time and do all the things, but maybe that's because he got fired.
Yeah.
Like,
he had time.
Yeah. Who knew? He had time on his hands.
I like that.
Or, you know, like same with your wife. Like, she used to, the house was so tip notch clean and maybe she went back to work full time.
Exactly.
So keeping that mindset of like, let me take inventory of what season we're in right now in marriage and business and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
so just figure it out.
Yeah.
Shift it out. Yeah. I like that. What's the importance what's the importance of funding women, especially women of color, in their business ventures, knowing that we are totally like overlooked
mm-hmm.
when it comes to being given spaces or resources to sprout our business as a woman of color? This is Black History. Mm-hmm. Put this on.
I think it's a huge thing. I think we could do better mm-hmm. as a community with it, if I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Especially now, me going into trying to go into a physical space for my business, I'm really seeing the challenges we have as people with funding. Mm. And it just seems like there would be more going on of us pulling resources together as people to have things started so that this isn't such a huge problem. Because for the life of me, I'm still trying to wrap my head around and figure out why we have like 20 Thai restaurants on one street, but what? We struggle to get the funding to open one African
restaurant.
I don't understand.
And that's
somebody understands.
I don't get it. It's like there's a preference for certain cuisine. Mm-hmm. So it means they're gatekeepers. But this year, we're telling them Chop Chop is coming through.
Yeah.
There are no gatekeepers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We are breaking every door.
Yeah.
We're building our own tables. You guys have a Chito. I'm going to make sure I get that right. Chito. What is Chito? And I know it's in every shelf, so you'll tell us where we can find it. Mm-hmm. How did you guys come up with the idea with Chito?
So Chito is so popular in West Africa. They eat it on rice wache. They love to put the Chito on it.
So it's like a sauce? Or what is it?
It's
like
a spicy pepper sauce.
Okay, pepper sauce.
So it's made from like a dried shrimp, pepper, oil, and maybe a couple of other things depending on your recipe. And you fry it down, and it's a beautiful sauce, similar to chili oil if you have any Asian background.
Correct. Yeah,
So that came about because we started making it from scratch to go with the wache. It's something we offer in catering.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like if you don't have the shito with your wache, it's incomplete.
It's not complete. It's not working out.
Yeah, So we started making it from scratch. People loved it.
Correct.
Compared to a lot of the ones that were available to us here.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to, you know, go full speed with it and get it on some shelves.
Yes. Where is it available here in Seattle?
It is available in South Seattle right now at Robaz African Market. That is in South Seattle.
Can they order directly from you?
You can order from us on Etsy. Yes, you can. Or you can go to our website and order directly from Chop Chop.
What's the importance of branding when it comes to Chop Chop and the rest of the businesses you guys do?
Branding is super important. I mean, I think it really represents your whole purpose.
Correct.
Why you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you step out and you brand your business and bring it to the world, it means it's telling your story before people even meet you. So you always want to make sure your brand represents you well when you're not around.
Mm.
Because there's been some events, as people know, my daughter is 8 months. She's here today.
Correct. Oh, correct. Yo, bigger. What's your daughter's name?
Fafali.
All right. Does Fafali mean anything special?
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Is it Ghanaian? Is it a...
It's an Ewe. My husband's tribe.
Ewe?
Ewe. Ewe.
Ewe. Ewe. Ewe. Oh, Ewe. Mm-hmm. I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah.
Ewe. And peace. Oh, good. I love this vibe. Mm-hmm. Continue, Brandon.
Yeah, so... It's super important. So there's been some things I couldn't make it to, but my brand enters the room before I do.
Mm.
So there's been people who've heard about Chop Chop, but they've never met me.
They've never met you.
Yeah. You know, so it's just like your brand needs to represent you and your purpose without anybody even if they haven't met you.
Yes.
You know,
they could be able to tell a story behind what Chop Chop was.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, shout out. You guys came to my birthday. Mm-hmm. Man, that was your first year of business, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you, but you fed everybody. We were happy. We had leftovers.
Yes, it was a beautiful party.
At least I didn't have to cook for 2 days. But for private parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go through any challenges with private parties because it's a smaller setting, or how do you guys do catering?
Yeah, we do pretty good with working with everybody.
Okay.
We just like to know wherever you're having your event at so we can best prepare.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that means, if we are traveling to you, how big or small is the space? Do we need to bring our own tables?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bar for food to be set up on?
Mm.
So we love to meet with our clients and figure out where is it going to be, the specs of the space, and then we can see what we need to bring and what we are allowed to bring into the space and kind of go from there. But we can work with everybody.
For
you
everybody.
Give us your budget and we'll tell you what
we can do.
Then if we just for whatever reason just cannot work with your budget, which is very rare, we would just recommend you to someone who maybe they can or
who can do something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, work with something. I love that adaptability. Mm-hmm. 2 years in the business, correct?
Yes.
You've decided to take a major step a leap of faith mm-hmm. on your business, which is amazing. I think it's where that's the future of Black excellence. Mm-hmm. Where are we taking Chop Chop next, and what's this new thing about Brick I heard on the streets that you guys are trying to launch to? Put us on. Yes. What are we doing?
So we are trying to go into our first physical space.
Okay.
Not even trying, we are. It's gonna happen. Yeah. Let's affirm, right?
Yeah.
So getting into our first physical space, we want a place where we can do events and really uplift the Black community, period. Mm-hmm. So we will also have our own private kitchen now. Mm-hmm. We can help other businesses maybe rent, not even necessarily rent, however we restructure it, but also be able to use a kitchen as well.
Correct.
Because we do know commissary and the pricing and the scheduling and how that goes from where we started from.
Yeah.
So now we're trying to transition into that brick and mortar physical space.
Mm.
We would be able to give you guys to-go food to-go at least food to start to take out. It would
increase
not
increase the staff.
Yeah.
Expand a little bit. I like that.
Kind of like the next step so that we can reach our ultimate goal, which is to be a full service restaurant bar here in Seattle.
I love that.
West African, mm-hmm. Afrobeat.
Correct.
Something that isn't here. You've never seen it before. It's not here yet. But mm-hmm. there's baby steps to it. So we're taking the proper steps, going through the proper mentorship.
Mm-hmm. Building with the right relationships.
And trying to, you know, make sure we get, as we get there, we're here to stay, you mm-hmm. know, and then lift others up with us.
And so that you've told us the template of where you're trying to go. Mm-hmm. How can the community help you? What is your ask from the community?
Right now, the community, if you'd like to help with any of the costs of going brick and mortar, we have a GoFundMe up right now. Mm. All proceeds go towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to our Instagram, chop_West Africa, mm-hmm. and the link is right in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, if you don't want to help monetarily, any type of connection, event coming up, mm-hmm. a space that
grants.
You think, yeah, well, mm-hmm. grants, West African food may be needed in a certain space.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear about all types of opportunities.
Yes.
Even if we've never met, you can mm-hmm. DM us.
Mm-hmm.
Just opportunity, getting mm-hmm. us out there, mm-hmm. if anything else.
Oh, you guys have hosted events out. You have a space. What's the space called out in Kent?
Premium Space. Hub now.
Creative Hub.
Yeah, they're
rebranded.
Mm-hmm,
what's Creative Hub? What's that space about?
So it's a space for people can rent their time to do a magnitude of things. Mm-hmm. They've had sipping paints there, mm-hmm. podcasts, mm-hmm. food and beverage events.
Yeah.
I saw a donut pop up just not too long ago. Very popular donut place. So it's literally for creatives.
Mm.
Like, whatever you're trying to do. You could be a nonprofit and maybe you want a space to host some type of event. Informative events have gone on there, like public health, getting people to sign up for healthcare.
Yeah.
And so
I like that.
Literally, yeah.
I met a lady there. She was doing, I think she's a yoga instructor, a massage instructor or something.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to set up a business over there.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was there. That was beautiful. I loved it.
Yes.
Also part of our show this weekend, mm-hmm. Born to Win.
Mm-hmm.
What should people expect when they pull up to this weekend's show?
Yes, let them know we're going to have hot jollof.
Let's get it. The food will be
hot. Yes, we're going to have some nice West African hot meals for you guys to purchase there.
Yes.
So if you haven't tried our food, if you want to try it, make sure you are at the event.
Yeah.
Can they still get tickets?
Yeah, I think the tickets are sold out.
Okay.
Like I can squeeze another 5.
Okay.
But it's really sold out. Like, done.
Okay.
And I also wanted people to know you have the food, but we're right next to a bar. So
mm-hmm.
the people who prefer alcoholic stuff is literally like you're just stepping out of the door and there's one there,
mm-hmm.
so we don't have to disturb. I'm trying to create a different ambiance with that.
Yeah.
Now, for the people who are interested, what's the future of Chop? Now we get this brick going.
Mm-hmm.
What are we trying to do in the city? Are we trying to have billboards? Are we trying to feed the president? Are we trying to get NAACP down here? What are we trying to do?
Yeah, so we want a West African full service lounge and bar restaurant.
Yes.
Full blown, like when you're out with your wife and you're like, where can we go tonight? We want to dance, want to hear a little music, have a little drink, want some really good food.
Yes.
And we want Chop Chop to be that place in the middle of the city, beautiful ambiance, wonderful customer service, and just making sure we have that right mentorship. So eventually, as years to come, we can get there. So,
what would you tell your younger self right now if you had this full vision of where you are right now, the foresight of where you are right now? What would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self, be uncomfortable.
Be uncomfortable.
I am only here today because I got real comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, correct.
And doing like things that I had never done before.
Yes.
And just also allow yourself to take up space.
I like that.
So many times people of color are told not to take up too much space or tone it down. However it is presented to you.
Yeah.
You are allowed to take up space.
Take up space. I like that. Take up space. Yes. Build our own tables.
Take
We're learning.
Up space.
Gems everywhere. Gems everywhere. Yeah. For people who have never, you know, there's some people who are born and bred around Chipotle and Subway. They've never left those two joints. What can you tell people about experimenting and trying cuisine outside your comfort zone?
Yeah, you got to do that, you guys.
Yeah.
You probably think you like Chipotle because you've never had anything else.
Yes, but if you have to try, try
You have to. Yeah, I would say you definitely need to get out of your comfort zone and try other things.
Correct.
And there's always something similar to what you may like in America. Like,
correct,
if you like Chipotle, I think you should try Wache. It's
I like that.
It's a rice and peas based dish.
Yeah.
And things go on top of it, similar like Chipotle.
Put your avocado on there. Put your lettuce.
Your protein.
Correct.
So I think the key to it is, okay, whatever you like in American culture, believe me, it's something that we can shift you into trying
again.
That's similar, you know.
Thank you again for making time for being here. I know you're busy. And I appreciate you for coming to our platform, gracing us with your story. Next time I'll get Drainy Breeds here. I know he's a busy guy as well. And one more time, just to reiterate, which is the most important message you wanted to share with us today. One, where can they get Chateau? Where can they buy it? And two, where can they donate again towards the fundraiser?
Yes. So Chateau's available three places, you guys. South Seattle or Seattle customers, that is going to be Roba's African Store. And then if we're talking about Kent, you can get it at Ba African Market. And you can also get it at Gary's African Variety.
Oh, I love that.
Or order from us, www.chopchopfoods with an S.com.
Correct. And the fundraiser?
Oh, and if you go to our Instagram account, that is chop_West Africa. The link is in the bio. No seed is too small. You are just planting a seed, and hopefully one day we could be pioneers in our black community, bring other businesses up, pay for your kids' college.
Let's get it.
Because who's going to do it? We're going to do it, right?
Let's get it. That's the goal. That's the goal. Thank you again, sis, for being here. Have a great evening, and let's get this money.
Yes.
Let's get this money.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day.